we've got to shift back to talking business here, because we learned late last week that Senate President Cameron Henry and House Speaker Philip DeVille would not be moving forward with calling for a special session on tax reform. Where does that leave small business in Louisiana? Well, it's been a minute since we've checked in with the National Federation for Independent Business. Leah Long joins us now. Leah, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, small business. You know, we were definitely watching to see if there was going to be a special session. And, of course, there was talk during about a constitutional convention and what that would look like, if it was going to open up fully, or, you know, if it's going to be strictly about the taxes. But our kind of skin in the game is more about the income tax. You know, most small business owners actually file that way. So we're hoping that, you know, in whether it's next session, whatever, constitutional convention, that they look to lower it or, you know, eliminate it. There's a lot of states around us that have eliminated income tax. And so for small business owners, that is one of our top priorities here in Louisiana about eventually getting done.
What's the mood of the small business owner right now, Leah? Because we've all identified the problem. We've all identified the pain points. We know what business owners are facing when it comes to franchise taxes, inventory taxes. We know what businesses are facing when it comes to the income tax. It just, we know where the problems are, and yet for some reason, it's never the right time to fix them. What's the mood of the small business owner in Louisiana?
You know, it's one of those that we do the optimism index every month, and I wouldn't say it's greatly increased and it's greatly decreased in the last several months. It's pretty much state average, you know, on top of the taxes that they're facing and issues. I mean, you have everything else we're facing that we dealt with during session, along with inflation and an economy. And so for a small business owner, it's hard right now owning a small business. It's hard, you know, making ends meet, finding the balancing act and that kind of stuff. And so one of those things that I'm a firm believer, if we could lower the income tax here in Louisiana, it'll make businesses, Louisiana will be more open to business. It'll bring more people here. It'll be easier to own a small business. And, you know, it'll allow people to prosper us more here. Isn't that what the goal is here in Louisiana?
One would hope. Absolutely. We're talking with Leah Long from the National Federation for Independent Business. How much of what's being done, or to this point not done, on a state level either adds to the mix for what's going on nationally, or kind of is looked at separately from that? I mean, we're in an election year, a presidential election year. How much of the national scene affects business owners in that optimism index?
A lot of it affects it. Actually, there's one thing, and that's one thing we've been talking about. So in 2025, the Small Business Main Street Tax Act is looking to expire. And so, you know, you think about, if we don't reduce income tax here in Louisiana, and then next year these small business owners get hit with that 20%, I mean, that's drastically going to affect a small business owner. That could put someone out of business. Mm-hmm. And so on a federal level, that's something we're definitely watching. Of course, inflation, we grapple about it every day, about everything that's going on with that. So it's federal, it's state, you know. I know there was a lot of talk about local tax exemptions and everything else that Richard Nelson was putting together, but at the end of the day, taxes affect everyone. And if you're running your business, they kind of affect you a little bit more if you're running and owning it.
I wanted to talk about those tax exemptions as well. And what are some of the bigger ticket items that are going to be potentially in the crosshairs of the legislature that small business relies upon? We're kind of at a chicken and egg situation here, right? If I'm a small business owner, I don't want to get rid of any tax exemptions or tax breaks that I have until the whole thing is fixed, on the whole. And at the same time, though, they can't fix the whole until they get rid of the exemptions. So
exactly,
what breaks do business owners have right now? What are some of the bigger ones that are really, really, they're reliant upon?
A lot of them has to do, you know, with what type of industry they're in, and inventory tax breaks and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't say there's directly one or two that affect them the same. It's also going to be set up how their business is, but I know with the 0.45 sales tax, they were saying, you know, hopefully they can reduce some of the exemptions to help make up for that, since that's probably more than likely not going to pass on either side of the chamber. But, you know, it comes to a point that I think people have to realize, okay, would you rather your income tax go down, corporate tax go down, or would you rather have these exemptions? Which one weighs out more in the end toward the future, not just, you know, next year and next, but what does that look like in 5, 6, 7 years? And so for a small business owner, that's kind of like what we try to say, you know, whether you lose some sort of an exemption or whatever may happen, like, what does that look like if your income tax goes down over the next 3, 4, 5 years? In the end, where will you be? Will you be in a better, prosperous situation for your business in 5 years, right, or will you not? So that's when I think everything's been studied that way. I know Secretary Nelson's definitely looking at everything, and I know him very well, and I think he's probably the person that researches stuff more than anyone I know. So analytically, I think he'll know the inside and out of probably what would be best for the state by the time we get to the next fiscal session.
We got about a minute left with Leah Long from NFIB, and always appreciate your time, Leah. Within this last minute, I want to kind of talk about just where we're headed towards election season. Does NFIB take a role when it comes to the election season, or are y'all just holding down the fort until it's time to get another legislative session underway?
We're just holding down the fort. There's not many that we will participate in. We do get involved. It just kind of depends what's going on. Presidential, obviously, we will stay out of that one. Yeah. But it kind of depends what's going on. I know there's some judge races, that kind of thing, but we usually don't play in that. So our goal right now is preparing for the next fiscal session and, you know, pushing everything we can to help lower the income tax.
She is Leah Long with the National Federation for Independent Business. Appreciate you checking in. Always love having you on.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.